From the time the doors of the Campbell House opened in Collingwood, Margaret Lalonde has been there as a volunteer, supporting patients and their families in palliative care. Formerly an imaging technician at Collingwood General and Marine Hospital, Lalonde jumped into volunteering at Hospice Georgian Triangles, HGT, Campbell House when it opened in August 2014, a short time after she retired. She was part of the 10th anniversary celebration of Campbell House held in August. Lalonde took the required palliative care training and completed grief and bereavement training. "I wanted to work with the patients," said the 72-year-old, bilingual, Wasaga Beach resident. What attracted her to palliative care was an experience she had while caring for her dying mother in her home. After a year of 24/7 care, nurses suggested she put her mother into a respite bed, at Sunset Manor as Campbell House was not yet open, for a week to give her a break. "I met the most wonderful volunteer who took care of her. She put a smile on my mother's face even though my mom didn't want to be in a strange environment. She kept saying to her, 'It's only for a week, your daughter needs a break.' It was from that lady that I thought, that's some really good care. That's what tweaked me to think, I want to do that," Lalonde said. Lalonde volunteers 2 days a week. On Tuesday mornings she does patient support. On Thursday afternoons she and another volunteer run Cup of Comfort, a coffee break for people who are in the house supporting a family member, where they can talk and ask questions. Patient support is one of several areas of volunteering that also include reception, kitchen, fundraising, garden help, and more. HGT currently has 130 volunteers, but they are always recruiting, says Alanka Iliohan, volunteer coordinator. "Right now we need more people to work in the kitchen," Iliohan said. "We totally rely on volunteers. They are extremely important because we are a non-profit organization," she explained. HGT started in 1987 with in-home support, which was entirely volunteer-driven. Volunteers provided comfort and dignity to people living in an advanced stage of a life-limiting illness. Home support is still a part of the operation and uses volunteers, but they also have Campbell House with 10 beds and professional clinical staff, including doctors, nurses and personal support workers, PSWs. In-house volunteers support the clinical staff and the overall operation of hospice. "They support us in every way," said Mike Dyer, a PSW. "Some days the staff are run off their feet if there are multiple deaths or multiple arrivals," he said. "Volunteers can help patients if they are anxious. They can sit and get to know them. Sometimes we don't have time to have that level of engagement." Lalonde takes patient meal orders, gets them snacks, beverages, extra blankets, and runs errands. She also helps the staff with cleaning and kitchen work as well as social support. "One time an elderly woman was brought in by one of her two sons, but no one visited her. My heart went out to this woman. I went into her room and tried to interact with her. She was very stoic and to get a reaction was a stretch. In the end I went into the room and sat with her until her last breath. I told her how wonderful her boys were and what a wonderful life she had. That was the saddest one I ever came across," she said. On the flip side, she enjoyed teasing a man who was a die-hard Toronto Maple Leaf fan. He received a wish from the Living Wish Foundation to see the team practice. "I came in with a Montreal Canadiens ball cap on and that sparked him," Lalonde said. "Every time Montreal won, I said, 'Did you watch that game last night?' And he said, 'I wouldn't dare. He was a really great guy.'" "Families appreciate the support of their loved one at hospice," said Lalonde. "They are so grateful because they can be with their loved ones without the pressure of the care. They can see their loved one being taken care of, being fed and treated with dignity," she explained. "It's a privilege to finish the circle of life with someone," Lalonde said. "Anyone interested in volunteering should call the volunteer coordinator at 705-444-2555, ext. 7526, or email Lawsona at hospicegeorgiantriangle.com. For more information, visit the website, hospicegeorgiantriangle.com or visit the hospice at 240 Erie Street in Collingwood.